We've been big fans of the Ring video doorbell ever since we first met the charismatic Jamie Siminoff back in 2015. He is the creator of the Ring video doorbell, and his company was just purchased by Amazon to remain as an independent unit that's owned by Amazon, like Zappos and other things that Amazon owns. Jamie's going to continue running it. Let's go into the Talking Tech Rewind file today. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and let's have a listen to Jamie Siminoff talking about how he first came up with the idea for the Ring video doorbell.
So I actually was literally working in my garage, and I couldn't.
You too.
Yeah. And I could not hear the doorbell, and so I missed every visitor, every package, everything. And so I looked online for a Wi-Fi doorbell that could go to my phone, and it didn't exist. And so I started hacking something up, and it literally became the business. And that was 4 years ago, and a lot of doorbells later.
Let's tell people what you're buying. For $200, you get a doorbell. You actually put in something to screw the screws into the wall, right?
Yeah, we're everything comes in the package that you need. It's a five-minute setup.
A rechargeable battery.
It's a dual-power device.
5 minute setup?
Well, that's what I like to say.
Okay. Maybe you're better with the screws than I am.
I'm very good at screws.
It
so.
Took us a little longer, and two of us are working on it.
15 minutes?
Maybe 20.
Okay.
So it's not bad, though, considering.
Yeah. But as far as
the tech setup, that was no problem. Yeah. But actually doing the old-fashioned hardware,
it's four screws. So figure like 1.3 minutes,
5 minutes is a figure of speech.
Yeah. I got three words for you: double-sided tape.
TaskRabbit.
Yeah. Okay. But then you pair it with your phone.
Yeah.
You set up your Wi-Fi.
Yep. Pair it with your phone. It is a dual powered device, so it has a gigantic battery in it. Actually, it'll last for up to a year on just regular doorbell use. If you use the motion detection, which it will monitor your entire front of your house, it'll go anywhere from 3 to 6 months, depending on the usage. I always say we have a 10-year plan for the company. We're in year four right now, so we're about to hit our halfway mark.
Tell us about the next 6 years.
So the next 6 years, I mean, our mission as a company is to reduce crime in communities. So it has been from day one, and that's what we want to do. And so that's where we get excited, is the stuff where we stop burglars. 95% of burglaries happen during the day when no one's home. There's over 1 million per year in the U.S. alone. We believe we're stopping one per day right now in our current customer base.
And tell us how that happens and why you see a video doorbell.
Just by answering, like for example, when you answered that door, you were out of the house. And so if someone was there to see, we're doing a painting estimate, wanted to see, they're actually there to see if they can rob your house. And that's a very common thing. Just by answering the door, they don't know if you're home or not home. And they'll go to the next house. And so as far as we're concerned, we're just going to keep putting rings around and stopping that, and then doing, obviously, getting more into the community.
And have you seen direct results?
Oh, yeah. No, we've actually last week, I think almost every week we arrest someone gets arrested based on our footage. We do believe we stop at least one burglary a day. Stopping a burglary, though, is very tough to it's hard to put the stats up because you can't actually say that person was definitely a criminal. But we have a lot of video that shows people doing things that they really shouldn't have been doing at your house, and they do get stopped when you answer. For example, one of the greatest ones is a guy goes up, has a badge on, very official, nice-looking person in the neighborhood, rings the doorbell. While it's ringing, he's doing this. He's basically looking around the door for keys and under the mat. When the person answers, he's, oh, hi, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Well, when the person went back and looked at the video, they're like, oh, my God, that person was actually looking for a key, called the police. And the guy got chased out of the neighborhood. The police, ended up catching him.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to a Rewind edition of Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Congratulations to Jamie Siminoff for being acquired by Amazon.